My niggas be smoking on something loud. Head to the clouds, I ain't been stepping out. Tired of sticking out in the crowd. This world is changing right in front of me. Gray hairs, I'm aging.
Teach egos to freeze and then recede. I'm C4 beneath your Jeep. The second you turn that keyhole and heat blows, your weak flows right out the water.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. Today, we turn a new leaf, a new page, a new chapter into something, hopefully, that will motivate the world to do better, to create peace, positivity, and prosperity. Yeah, man, if you guys listen, Jesus Christ, man, let me calm down before I get angry, because I was about to get angry, and it started out real nice, and it just went to poop real quick, anyhow, yeah, man, I'm trying to turn a new page here, man, because if you guys listened to the last episode, it was like a little shaky, you know, here and there. Trying to do something new, man, because, bro, I slept on it, bro. All right, I slept on it, and I came to the conclusion that I'm 27 years old, man. All right, I'm not getting any younger. I'm pushing 30 years old. I'll be 30 years old in a couple years, bro, and I'm gonna be 28 years old this year. I'm not young anymore. Like, I'm young, bro. Don't get me wrong. I'm not 18, 19, you know, I'm not like a teenager, bro. Like, I can't be fucking up anymore. You know, like I have a son now. New things have to happen in order for me to, you know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, except and trying to get like a different result, and you're doing the same thing, that's like insanity, you know. I don't know who said that, Albert Einstein or somebody. Somebody smarter than me, probably. Probably not as technologically as advanced as I am, because I have an AI chip in my brain. But, dude, like, I have a son, and I can't keep doing the same things over and over again, bro. Like, I'm getting worked up at the worldly events going on, you know, and everyone gets worked up at these things, man, but I just can't sit here anymore and expect things to change. And I've said this before, man, and like, if you've been listening for a long time, like, you understand where I'm coming from, bro, because like, I feel like this podcast is super bipolar. Like, since the beginning, it's always been about trying to make people laugh or trying to get an audience of weirdos out there. And we have, you know, we've gotten on the internet a couple of times and we've made some people angry. We've made some people cry. We've made some people, you know, think a little bit outside the box. And that's really all it's been about. It's always been about trying to make people laugh or trying to like, I don't know. Fuck, man. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, bro. What is wrong with my chair? Everything is like not how it's supposed to be, man. And I'm trying to like not trip over it, but I am. Anyhow, yeah, dude. I've been doing this since 2022, and the reason why I started this podcast back then was because I didn't really know what to do. You know, I was like, dude, I don't really have any creative ventures. I figured that I was a creative person. And at the time, I was doing stand-up comedy, and I thought to myself, I was like, well, if they can do it, I can do it, you know? And to a point, yes, but then I realized that that's not what I wanted, even though it is fun to make people laugh, and it is like a creative, it's something that you have to dedicate like your whole life to. You can't just, it's not like, let me go home and watch TV for the night with my family. No, it's like you're out every single night trying to make something happen. And you're surrounded by people who, a lot of the times, these people are like not okay. You know, they're not okay because they're also chasing that creative high. And a lot of these people, sadly, they're like really fucked up, man. Like, I'm not trying to cast judgment or be some type of hypocrite, man, because I've been there, you know, but they're fucked up, dude. And a lot of these people, they have the idea in their head that they have to remain fucked up to, in order to create an audience of fucked up people, you know. Like, I got into the arts because it was like, oh, I like making people laugh, you know. Yeah, man, like, if the audience is you know, if they're drinking and everything's good, they're gonna laugh. And then you step out and people are doing like blow and like smoking weed and fucking drinking every single night. Like, I don't think that that's healthy, you know. Like, obviously it's not healthy. There has to be some type of balance. And then you realize that that's really not what you wanted, even though it would be nice, like, to be on in front of, like, in the stage in front of a crowd making people laugh. Like, yeah, that would be dope. But is that really what I wanted long term? Especially when, you know, whenever I found out that I was going to be a dad, I was like, dude, there's no fucking way I could be away. There's no way I could be on the road away from my son. Like, my son needs to know me. Like, my son needs to be around me. He needs to be around, like, me. I need to be there for him. I want to be, like, at baseball games and shit like that. Like, little things, dude. Like, all these thoughts start running through your head, and you come to the realization that the things that you wanted are not the things that are for you. And that's okay, because my life has always been like that. Since a child, you know, I thought I wanted to be like a rock star or some shit. And I was like, dude, now that I'm older, I'm 27, and I'm like, dude, I'm so glad I didn't become, you know, I wanted to be like a kid actor or some shit, dude. I'm so glad I didn't become one of those kid actors, because now you look and all these kid actors are fucked up, or they got molested, or, you know, something happened, they got sexually abused. And I'm not like, oh, you know, I'm not happy. I'm not like, yay, that, you know. I'm like, dude, I'm so glad that that wasn't me. You know, I'm so glad that that road wasn't for me. And whatever, it is what it is, bro. I don't know where this is going or where this will be, but at the end of the day, I haven't stopped making episodes, bro. It's not like I'm gonna stop. I actually enjoy doing this, and people listen, and I'm gonna keep doing it because I actually enjoy it, man. I actually enjoy doing this shit, and it is what it is, man. I just want to get on here. Thinking about just dropping the whole comedy thing, because honestly, dude, for the past like 6 months, nothing has really been that funny. Not only because of what's going on externally, but also, like, sometimes you got to take a step back and realize that not everything is funny. Yeah, it is funny in a sense, but, and I do like making people laugh. I don't think that'll ever stop. I don't think, like, saying little crazy things is ever going to stop. I think I'll always be like that. And I'm not trying to change for anyone. I'm not saying that I'm going to change. But there's going to be some differences here and there in some episodes because, you know, you get what you put out, you know. You get what you put out. And whenever I put out crazy things on the internet of me just yelling on the mic and saying how fucked up things are, it's just like, the hypocrisy of it all really boils down to, what kind of person am I? And at the end of the day, if my shit's not organized and my shit's not planned and my shit's like, if my things aren't going smooth, and if I'm the one being a couch potato, or if I'm the one binge watching Severance, or White Lotus or whatever, dude, like, then I'm the one, you know. And it's okay to fucking do shit like that, bro. I feel like everyone's like, all this shit about getting up at 5 a.m. and yeah, dude, like I do it sometimes and then sometimes I don't. Sometimes like I'm like, dude, fuck it, dude. I'm not going to the gym today. You know, it's okay, dude. It's okay. All that bullshit about getting up, like the David Goggins mentality or the Jocko Willink mentality. Like, yeah, dude, I respect that, but that's not for everyone, man. Like, I feel like there needs to be balance, just like the drinking and the smoking, you know, like there needs to be some sort of balance. You can't just do it every day, man, you know, and then that will become your reality. And then I feel like if that becomes your reality, you're going to miss out on something, because there's been times where I've missed a gym. There's been times where I've missed a gym and I've missed a session and something great has come out of it. You know, maybe I sat down to watch something, or maybe I'm spending time with the family, or maybe I'm just taking time for me. And I think that's also important, you know, because it's not all about your physical well-being. It's also your mental well-being, and or your maybe your financial well-being. Maybe you need to sit down and just write down your shit that you're spending your money on, or like take a look back and be like, dude, what's my credit score? You know, like little things like that, dude. That at the end, when I started this podcast, dude, I remember telling everyone how I stopped paying my credit cards because I thought the world was ending. And now I'm now that I got everything paid off, I was like, dude, what a dumb fucking thought, dude. Like, what a stupid thought, man. What a thought. That's a thought of a young man, dude. That's a thought of a young man with zero life experiences. And honestly, man, like, that's just what happened, dude. Like, a lot of people during the pandemic, a lot of people really stopped caring about themselves or stopped caring about things. A lot of people just quit their jobs and went to go work somewhere else, like long career term people, just up and left, man. And that's okay. Like, change isn't always great and it's not always bad, you know. It's just, it is what it is. And I thought the world was melting, bro. I was like, oh, we are so fucking doomed, bro. We're so done for. And it really was the beginning of something new when COVID happened. I think it really was something new, because a lot of people in the United States became aware that it was just a money grab. It was just something, a scare tactic, you know, a weaponization against humanity, really, at the end of the day. It's what it is, bro. And it sucks, man. It sucks that happened, but it is what it is, bro. Like, what am I gonna do, bro? I can't do anything, dude. I can't hold Anthony Fauci. It wasn't Anthony Fauci's fault. You know, the guy just decided to monetize off something that was probably created in a lab, and now everyone's upset at him, or everyone's upset at the government, or everyone's upset at, you know, and it is what it is, bro. Like, people make mistakes. I'm so fucking tired of throwing rocks at people and nothing is ever going to happen. I mean, if they get held accountable, they get held accountable. If not, what am I going to do about it, dude? I'm just a fucking dude with a microphone in front of my computer recording in Arkansas, dude. Like, I'm not going to do anything, bro. I got a son. I'm not going to start a revolution, dude. I'm not that type of guy, bro. Like, would I defend myself? Absolutely. Would I go out and hunt if I had to? Absolutely. You know, but I'm not going to fucking go do something to somebody, bro. That's not the type of guy that I am. And as long as I've been alive, I've always had the thought that, you know, violence was great and peace was great. You know, I always thought that. But at the end of the day, man, like, it is what it is, bro. And I was thinking about this earlier, man. I'm sorry to kind of get off course, but I am. Who gives a fuck about that? It's done. You know, the whole COVID thing is done, bro. I hope the people get held accountable. If not, it is what it is, dude. There's nothing I can do about it, bro. I'm not going to sit here and bitch about it for years. I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast a lot, dude. I listen to the Joe Rogan podcast a lot. And he had Woody Harrelson on the other day. And they're still talking about the shit that happened in 2020, man. I was like, dude, that was 5 fucking years ago, dude. You're beating the same fucking drum. And if you listen to the Joe Rogan experience, you know what I'm talking about, dude. Like every now and then, Joe will just get on and start talking about the things that happened during the 2020 pandemic. And I'm like, dude, yeah, we get it. All right. Like, can you talk about something new, man? Can you talk about these Delta flights that are falling from the sky? Can you talk about how they're only offering $30,000? Bro, first of all, if my plane crashed and they offered me $30,000, bro, I would be crawling out of that airplane, dude. I would light myself on fire with jet fuel and crawl out of that Delta airliner, because like there's not a chance, dude. They can afford way more than $30,000, bro, and that's all they're offering. But that's besides the point, dude. What I was wanting to talk about, and that's kind of where I am with the whole like changing things up, because like how can I expect, like, dude, I listen to Joe, bro, and like not like listen, but I'm talking about like I listen to a lot of the episodes, not because I'm a fucking fanboy, but because there's a lot of good information. Like, he has a lot of great guests on there. Do I take every piece of advice and every piece of information and hold it to heart? Absolutely not, dude. Like, if I find something out, I'm going to go research, or I'm going to go do something. I'm going to try to look into it a little bit before I actually start spewing it out or taking it in. Should I say, it's more of what I've done, especially if it comes to like mental health or like physical health or things like that, because he's had a lot of great people on that. I feel like last year when I was on my health journey to try to get better and lose weight, there's like Gary Brecka he had on, and he had a lot of great knowledge and information about just health overall and health knowledge. And I took a lot of that information, man, and I ran with it. You know, I started doing all the things, implementing the things that he said, and it fucking worked. 100% it worked, man. And, you know, I'm not gonna sit there and listen to every single piece of information and be like, yeah, this is correct. A lot of the things are, and a lot of the things aren't. Kind of like the Alex Jones situation, dude. Like, I'm on X every now and then, and I'll watch like a InfoWars clip, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, like this guy is just screaming into the mic still. And he looks great, by the way. The guy lost a lot of weight. Alex Jones looks amazing. You know, but there has to be something new, man, because I can't just sit here and start. I'm tired of fucking blaming everyone else whenever I'm the one. I'm also doing the same thing. You know, I'm also the one yelling into the mic. Profanities and crazy things that at the end of the day, like, people might listen to. Like, dude, an educated person or somebody worth having their opinion, you know, like somebody that is worth keeping around might listen to a clip or might watch a clip, and they might think like, oh my God, this guy is like mentally insane. But they've only known me for like 20 seconds. You know, they've only seen one 20 second clip. They haven't listened to the last 3-4 years or whatever, how fucking long this thing has been, dude. Like, they haven't seen the growth and the implementation of creative styles and the wins and the losses. They haven't seen that shit, dude. Like, and it's easy to have a mental breakdown, I feel like, nowadays, dude, because, like, it's so much, like I said, you can go online and it's so, like, you know, keeping up with the Joneses or whatever, dude. Like, you see people doing great and you're like, man, I want to do great. But it's not a rat race. It feels like a rat race, you know, but it can't be like that. You got to kind of just, like, take a step back. And, dude, today, like, right now I'll be saying this, and then tomorrow I'll be like, if I'm not getting to the money, I'm a fucking pussy, you know? Like, I'm such a bipolar person in a sense But you like, again, like, dude, I can't just be like super laid back all the time. You know, it's not all about positivity. Sometimes you got to have a little bit of anger. That's just emotion. It is what it is, bro. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to be a positive beacon every single day, dude. Like, there's going to be days where I'm just not feeling it, you know, and everyone has those days. But yeah, dude, new things, hopefully, and something like not every, don't expect every episode to be a schizophrenic meltdown or like something that is going to like something that I took time and effort into. Like, a lot of these are just going to be hopefully something someone can listen to and be like, man, you know what? It's not that bad. It's not that fucking bad. And yeah, dude, back to what I was going to say earlier, because I was thinking about this kid that I went to high school with. And, you know, I was thinking, and he was like, he wasn't the model student. He wasn't somebody that like people looked up to him, you know, like he, like people look, people would like, if you would say his name, people would be like, oh yeah, he's going to die before he's like 20. And I remember one time, and I wasn't like an asshole. Like, I wasn't like a fucking bully in high school or whatever, dude. But I remember he was picking on one of my friends in high school. And I remember saying, are you going to let this guy, this druggie, because he was a fucking drug addict. I said, are you going to let this druggie pick on you, to my friend? And then the guy was like, oh, you think I'm a druggie? And, you know, he started fucking pushing me. He started like doing little things. And I was like, yeah, dude, like, you know what you are, man. Like, don't sit here and fucking, like, I'm just trying to, I don't even know what I was trying to do. You know, when you're in high school, you just, you, it's easier to say something than to fucking, like, it's easier to say something mean than to step up and be like, hey, man, let's cut this out. Or, you know, or like lend a hand or whatever. But when you're that age, you don't know how to lend a hand, bro. And I was thinking about that guy because one day, it was probably like 5 years ago. After, this was way after high school. I saw the guy and he wasn't doing well. He was actually homeless. He was sitting in a gas station inside, and I was on my way to the gym. It was like early in the morning. I was on my way to the gym, and I'm probably like, mentally, physically, financially, this is probably, you know, at the time I was doing great. And I saw the guy, and I remember I walked up to him and I was like, hey man, you know, is everything okay? How you doing? And I checked up on the guy and I apologized about what I said in high school, because it's easy to kick somebody when they're down, you know, it's easy to kick somebody. And I was thinking about that guy today, and he's doing way better. He's clean. He has a job. I think he has a fucking kid now. Dude, it's just, you know, it's so easy to kick somebody when they're down, dude. And you shouldn't do that, because like those times are temporary, man. And you never know when you might need a fucking hand, bro. At the end of the day, you never know when you might need a hand. And it kind of sucked. It kind of fucking sucked that I told him that, dude. I can't believe that I told him that in high school, you know. But at the end of the day, he was picking on my buddy, and he shouldn't have been. But I did apologize years ago. And now that he's doing better, you know, I just hope that he stays on a good path, and I hope that he stays on the path of sobriety and things like that, because, dude, I don't know why I was thinking about the guy. I was like, I know why I was thinking about him, but I'm not going to say why, because like people probably would know who I'm talking about if people would listen to this. But yeah, dude, he's doing better, and I'm glad he's doing better. And, you know, it was just one, what I was trying to get to was, you know, I was looking at my son and I was like, man, what kind of things do I want to teach my son, or what kind of, what message do I want to leave behind, you know, or what can I show my son to be like, or what story can I tell my son, to kind of like shape him into a human that contributes to society, and a human full of love, and somebody that is willing to lend a hand. And I feel like I had a great upbringing. You know, I didn't have evil parents. I had the greatest parents of all time, dude. I had a great childhood. And sometimes, just because we're human, you know, I'm not saying it's okay to be evil, but we do fucking fucked up things, dude. We just do. We fuck up all the time, bro. That's just what humans do. And it's easy to cast stones, bro. It's easy to be like, let's hold people accountable, but who holds us accountable, you know? Who is the one that's going to show us the way, you know? Because I feel like we make mistakes all the time as a human. As an average human being, I feel like we make mistakes all the time. And we're not like in the spotlight or whatever, you know. We're not like a career politician. We're not somebody worth millions of dollars. We're not somebody that people can look to, you know. People don't come to you for answers, you know. For the average person listening to this, people aren't coming to us for answers. So who holds us accountable at the end of the day when we make mistakes? And the answer to that is we got to hold ourselves accountable. We got to look in the mirror and look, like, not even fucking look, bro. Like, damn near put yourself in a position of third person and analyze yourself and say, is this the person that I thought I would become when I was 8 years old? And if the answer is no, then you have a lot of character building to do. You have a lot of things that you need to fix. And it's easy to say that. It's easy for somebody to be like, oh, you got a lot of things to fix, bro. Bro, I have a lot of fucking things to fix, bro. I'm not the type of person to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, I'm perfect, bro, because I'm not. Obviously, in the last episode, you guys saw me. You guys heard me, bro. I was fucking pissed. I was fucking upset at everyone, dude. Not just like the world, bro, but I look around and I'm just like, dude, I am so sick and tired of people, you know? And it's not the people I'm sick and tired of. You know, when I come to the realization, like, people aren't going to change if you don't say something, or if you don't maybe give a better, you know, if like, if I go out and about and it's easy to fucking be an asshole, like, it's easy to be in traffic and road rage. It's easy to go to the store and bump into somebody and be like, and just fucking stare at them. It's easy to do that, but it's easier to just be like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, go ahead. Dude, I tried not to road rage, especially now that I have a son, dude, because I'm just like, he's watching me every second, dude. That guy is looking at me all the time. He's just staring at me. He's analyzing me. So if I sit here, and every time I do an episode, like right now, he's sleeping. He's sleeping, dude. He's not in the background listening to me, bro. Like, every time I do an episode, funny or not, schizophrenic or not, he's in the back. He's sleeping, dude. He's not even here. He's upstairs sleeping. And thank God, because I say a lot of crap. I say a lot of shit, basically. Yeah, dude, you know? I got somebody, I got to fucking set the example, and I got to set the tone, basically, and a lot of people don't have that, man. It's easy to wake up and go to work, and, you know, I often think about, like, the times before I had my son, like, dude, was I even thinking like this? And it's easy to say yes, and it's easy to be like, oh, yeah, I was working on myself, but the honest reality of it was no. Yeah, I wasn't. Like, I was still a fucking fuck up, dude. I was still a mistake. And it is what it is, bro. Like, now that I have a son, I'm not saying, like, my son saved me or whatever, dude. But it new thoughts and new, like you start thinking differently, you know, you start thinking of ways to improve or like, and I'm not like self-analyzing everything. I'm not like, I don't want to be the perfect parent, dude. Like, I know I'm going to make mistakes. Like, I'm not going to shake my son, you know, like, that's crazy talk, dude. I might say something. I might say a curse word or something. I might slip up, but I'm not going to like fucking beat my son up, dude. Like, I'm not going to do that's crazy. I'm talking about like little things, you know, like I'm not like, how do I treat people in public or say thank you or sorry or like, dude, today we were out and about. And this guy's 14 months, bro. He's 14 months. He's not going to remember anything, right? He's not going to remember the things that I even say. Like when he's 20 years old and I ask him, dude, do you remember what I told you when you were 14 months? Fuck no, dude. He's not going to remember. But he's going to remember. He's probably, I don't even know like the analytics or the scientific explanation of things about children. But I know he's still taking in information. Like I'm not stupid. You know, but I remember I was buckling him in and, God, I got a potential spam call in the middle of now. Okay. Now I'm pissed off. Now I am pissed. No, I'm just kidding. I was loading him into the car and I'm buckling him, you know, putting him in his seat and it's great outside. It was like 60 degrees today. And it feels amazing. And I remember I'm just like talking to him. I'm like, hey, man, we're going to go home now. Like, I got to buckle you in. And he's sleepy, you know. He's like nodding off, basically, bro. He's like a little fent baby. I shouldn't even say that. But yeah, but bro, he's like really sleepy, you know. He's like nodding off and shit. And I'm like, okay. We're going to go home and I don't know why, but I'm just like, man, there's a lot of evil things out in this world, bro. A lot of evil things. And, but in the midst of evil, there's a lot of great things in life. There's a lot of beautiful things in life. And we can show our kids beautiful things. We can show them beautiful times. We can show them the way of how to treat people or saying thank you, but who, like, how do you show them, you know, unless they watch TV, you know, or they, because I remember growing up, you know, like, dude, I was born in 97, dude, like, there wasn't no psychological way to show your children anything back then, dude. It was just like, all right, we're going to turn on SpongeBob and then we're going to watch the news and then we're going to go to sleep or whatever, you know? And back then, you know, if you're watching the news, you're seeing like these things happen in the world or whatever. And then you hear things like so-and-so killed somebody or there was a school shooting or there was a natural catastrophe that happened or, you know, some earthquake in Haiti or there's some people stuck in a tunnel in fucking Colombia somewhere. There's like, I don't even know, dude. There's crazy shit going on in the world all the time. And as a child, you're watching this stuff and you're like, man, that's crazy. Like, that's not evil. It's just scary stuff, you know? And then you grow up and you're like, oh man, like evil. When you think of evil as a child, you're like, oh, my neighbor that smokes cigarettes, like I was told cigarettes aren't good as a child. You know, you're like thinking, you're like, man, my neighbor might be evil because he smokes cigarettes. And that's not the case. You know, that's not the case. Or my neighbor might be drinking a beer or something, mowing his lawn. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. You know, like beer is not okay. But that's also not the case, bro. Like, I feel like evil, real evil is hidden. It's hidden in people that look like your everyday person with hidden agendas or people that look like they have everything together when they really don't. Or maybe they seem like they have the perfect life when really they don't. Maybe those are the people maybe evil is really what, maybe evil is something that looks attractive, you know. I think that's what it is at the end of the day. It's something that looks attractive or sounds attractive, you know. It's easy to, be like, oh, music's evil, or like that movie's evil, or like people watch the halftime show or whatever, dude. Like, oh my God, did you see this? A satanic ritual and before our eyes. Like, dude, who knows, bro? Like, at the end of the day, people will always cast stones, man, but they never take the time to take a step back and analyze themselves and analyze anything, you know? And it's easy for me to say because I feel like I've said so much dumb shit, especially on this podcast. It's easy to say dumb shit. It's easy to fucking say something and then forget about it, you know? It's easy to, but like I said, man, it's, you know, it is what it is, bro. I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, man. Well, I think that I'm going to end this podcast soon because I got to go do stuff. I don't know if my son's going to wake up soon or not, but yeah, man, I just want everyone to know that's listening that, you know, I just want you to know that if you've listened to this podcast in the past and you've thought that I never want to give the wrong, and it sucks, dude, because I want to say, like, I don't care what people think about me, but at the end of the day, like, that's not true, dude. Like, I do care how I'm looked at, but at the end of the day, there's going to be people that talk shit about you, and it is what it is, dude. Like, I don't really care about that because those people aren't worth having around. I only have a select amount of people that I actually talk to on an everyday basis. And I know those people to be trustworthy, you know, because they've been there for a while. But the people, like, if you listen to this and you're like, man, like, this guy is just having a mental clarity in the next episode. The next episode is probably going to be full of, like, chaos and disorder. And it's okay, man. It's going to be fine because at the end of the day, it's just going to be a bunch of mental clarity. And I'm going to go and, I'm going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But yeah, dude, don't rely. So one thing I wanted to get on here and finish up on is don't rely on somebody else to come save you, especially the United States government, because God bless. They are not going to come save you. They're not going to come and fix your life. They're not going to come fix. They're not going to clean out your drawers. They're not making your bed. They're not vacuuming your house. They're not going to walk your dog. Like, you got to take care of you. You got to take care of the things that are around you. You got to take care of the things that matter to you. And give them give it time, you know, give it time. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, this is my goal, but goals change. You know, I think the older I get, the more I'm thinking, like, goals are just like a fantasy, basically. It's great to have goals, and people are like, oh yeah, I'm crushing goals. Like, I'm crushing it, man. Like, I'm we're doing great, you know. But it only takes something so minuscule to disrupt your whole process, and then what? You know, are you ready for failure? You know, like, you're crushing it now, but are you ready for failure? Are you ready to learn? Like, are you ready to fucking make, like, it's gonna be a painful ride, and that's just life, dude. I feel like life is a series of events. It's like a movie, basically, dude. Like, chapter one, chapter two, and then you keep going and you realize, oh, dude, everyone's story is different, but we're all trying to do what we think is right. And we're all trying. Oh, dude. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, no.
Oh no. Bro, these last 10 minutes my camera hasn't been recording. I'm so cooked.
Anyhow. Yeah, dude. Don't rely on a government to come save you, because they're not going to come save you. You know, they're not going to come and bail you out of things, man. Like, you got to set the tone. You got to set the example, especially if you have a family, man, especially if you have a young family. Cause dude, my son looks at me, man, and it's so hard to be like, dude, every day I'm like, fuck. You know, I look at him and I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, I have to do better, dude. I cannot be on the same path. Like, there is not a... It is a fucking desperation, dude. It's desperation. But at the same time, you got to take it slow, because if not, if you rush things, because it's so easy to rush, man. It's so easy to be like, oh, like, I have a goal by the end of the month, or I'm on a diet or whatever, dude. Like, yeah, dude, whatever. It's so easy to rush things, you know, and then get distracted and kind of lose focus on what's really important. And on the important thing is family and love and things like that, man. But yeah, dude, it's easy to get distracted, man. And I hope that people find their balance. I hope people find the things that they're looking for, man, because everyone's looking for different things in life. I feel like, you know, some people don't care about, you know, longevity. Some people don't even think about it, and that's okay, because I think that, like I said, everyone's focus is just so different, and it's so easy to get caught up in current emotion that you got to realize that at the end of the day, it's just like you, it's yourself. You know, you got to realize that you've been the problem the whole time. And it is what it is, bro. You know, it is what it is. Try to be a better person. Try to lead with positivity. And it's easier said than done. But yeah, dude, as long as you try to do it every day, try to become a better person every day, we'll be fine. Thank you for tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast. I appreciate everyone that's tuning in. Give it a good listen. Give it a good share. Share this with the people that you love. It's all about balance, baby. It's all about balance. Thank you for tuning in. And if you've been listening since the beginning, I really appreciate you. It's been a great journey. I'm not going to stop. I love doing this shit. And for some reason, dude, I feel like somehow, even if I'm doing this 20 years later, and if I still have the same audience or the same number of audience, I'm still going to keep doing this, bro, because I actually enjoy doing this. Like, I enjoy the process of getting set up, enjoy the process of talking. And even if I don't, you know, people are so fast to be like, oh, I want this TikTok to blow up, or I want my podcast to blow up, or I want my gaming shit to blow up, or I want my music to blow up, or I can't wait to write this movie, or I can't wait to write my play, or I can't wait to sell my art. You know, I don't think it's about that, man. I think it's about finding a balance and finding something that you're comfortable with, and finding something that is not going to be fast, and finding something that you're going to be able to do forever, you know, for the entirety of your life, because that's really what art is, dude. At the end of the day, you know, it's not about, let me see if I can make a quick buck. Because you get on here, you get on the internet, and it's all about some guru selling you something, some type of subscription plan. I'm not trying to sell you nothing, dude. I don't even have, like, I was selling hoodies a couple years ago, and then I was like, I don't even give a shit about no hoodie, bro. Like, it's nice to have people support you, and people reach out and be like, hey, man, like, you're selling hoodies, you're selling merch, like, where's the website? It's nice, dude. It's not like,
I don't
take it for granted, dude. I appreciate it, but I don't want to sell anything, dude. I just want to get on here and I want to fucking say what I want to say or say what's on my mind and then get off, you know? And I just want to get off. But yeah, dude, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, bro, I'm out of here. I'm probably going to go outside because it feels amazing outside and it's nice and sunny. Thank you for tuning in. All right, everybody. Thank you. Bye.